Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
As much as I would like to get Jason Wilde's insight, thoughts, opinions on the Delco pooper, which BTW, Joshy, you were right. Delco Dumper was right there. Delco
right there.
Deucer was right there. We love an alliteration. The Delco pooper, it's fine. I want to ask him about something more close to home, more relevant. Good morning, Jason. How you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Except for this little note that I got left on my car, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, I heard about
that. I want to start with this. Matt LaFleur was on Bussin' with the Boys, the podcast. I know sports fans are familiar with it. And this was a conversation that they had. Take a listen.
What have been a couple of your hardest moments or conversations with somebody? Has any conversation went sideways? You don't have to say names, but is there an example?
Sideways?
Yeah, where a conversation, yeah.
There's been a few.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude standing up, getting in your face a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I've had a player a couple years back. It was just him and I. And I mean, we're in this cinder block room, and I thought he was going to whip my ass. And there was nobody around. So I was just like, oh, well, here it goes, guys. This is the end.
This is it.
This is it.
It's like, hey,
and you just
you, go
you
and
try to
like...
de-escalate the situation, but sometimes there's no getting through. And it was one of those situations. So, but I'm still here today, so I live to tell about it.
Still pretty. Did he put his hands on you, or
no,
just get up in your
no,
face?
No, it was. I thought it might go down, but it didn't.
Very interesting. So, Jason, we all have theories about what player we think it could have been. Do you have any idea who it might have been that got in Matt LaFleur's face?
I have no idea. I have guesses, but I have no idea. I've never heard that story. I clearly need to improve my interview technique because that's you know, we had a half hour with Matt on stage at the Tundra Trio, and I clearly need to ask questions like that that'll lead to fascinating responses. I suck. I'm taking Za'Darius Smith.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's one we had on our chart, too.
But, like, Za'Darius also kind of, like, I mean, the end was pretty obvious. Like, he didn't want to be here. The Packers didn't want him here. Like, he was already mad about not being voted a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand, like the dude is you know a little temperamental, but I personally like Devondre Campbell.
That's in that he'd be next on my list.
Okay,
no doubt about it.
Okay,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason, let me ask you if you remember back to I think it was '96 or '97 when you guys were allowed in the Hudson Center. Do you remember the fight between Holmgren and the D lineman we got from Kansas City that wound up in Denver, and I think he played against us in the Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah, who?
Vaughn
Booker? No, was Vaughn Booker him? Vaughn Booker was in Cincinnati, and he did almost get in. He did get into a fight in the locker room, like I had to be pulled to safety by. Was it Santana that somebody grabbed me and pulled me? Because I, of course, being an imbecile, was standing watching this
right
a little too close to the and like somebody was like, I can't remember who the player was that pulled me out of the way, but
that
was
weird because the crux of it was the training staff told him he could practice. He said he wasn't practicing, so he walked into the Hudson Center in just sweats, and him and Holmgren just started. Going at, I thought it was going to turn into a fight. He threw him out of the building, and they cut him the next day. I can't think of that guy's name though. And he was a good player when he went to Denver.
I don't remember that. I also remember Kabir Baja Biamila threatening to tell a player's wife that he was cheating on her, and the player. Informing him that if you blank and do that, I'll gouge your blanking eyes out. And we're standing in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was, I thought that was going to go down. I'm coming around on Devondre Campbell. You might be right. Maybe I should put him first. I'm trying to think of other people, though, that I could envision getting that angry and being bold enough to get in the coach's face. I'm going to have to think about this some more.
Do you know the Josh Sitton exit, why that went down?
I don't know the details that it sounds like you're ready to give me.
No, I can't tell this. It's
maybe since Jason
when
Cole.
Do you ever say,
not good.
Since when do you ever say, I can't tell this, and then don't proceed?
When it's really bad.
Yeah, when it's really bad. Like
this is when we got to run.
Yeah, I fully support Chewy in this. So maybe you can call him later, Jason. The number you're not confident is Chewy's and has some questions.
Just a little bit of further context for the Matt LaFleur thing. The Bussin' with the Boys podcast, when they put that clip out there, guys, it said Matt LaFleur almost got his ass kicked after cutting a player. For context.
Mm-hmm.
So just as we continue to like put together our list, apparently that was the impetus for the conflict.
And I guess this probably isn't that important to that story, but why is he the one cutting guys if it's Gutekunst who is responsible for the roster?
Right. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that doesn't. That
can you imagine LaFleur's like, I'm not cutting his ass, you cut his ass.
Especially if you know it could get hostile.
Jason,
have Russ Ball do it. Yeah. Tell Russ Ball to do it.
Tell him it's a money thing. Send Russ.
Jason, who's better, Quay Walker or Devontae Wyatt?
They're both kind of in the same spot, right? Like
they are.
Okay. I feel like Devontae Wyatt has had some flashes of being a good pass rusher, but I don't know how great he is. His fifth year option is more in line with where he is compared to other defensive linemen, as compared to Quay Walker with where he is compared to other off the ball linebackers, because the NFL chooses to lump those 3-4 edge rushers in with the linebackers.
And the only reason I say it, Jason, is because he had some anger issues, right, as a rookie?
Quay did, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, he had some anger issues. So players look at it like, I'm better than him, and you gave him the fifth-year option. I'm just wondering if this thing could go south.
And
because
then Matt LaFleur will find himself
option.
In a cinder block
yes.
room. no, look, I am trying to take their party line at face value. Again, I think it's fair to say, though, that nothing precludes you from giving him the fifth-year option and then signing him to an extension to replace the fifth-year option. There are other teams that are doing that with players. So, you know, I understand that that's kind of been the party line of, well, we're not giving him the fifth-year option, but we want to sign him long-term. Goody has said that multiple times. But there's at least some doubt somewhere in there, because otherwise you just give him the fifth-year option, and then you replace it, and you guarantee whatever it is.
Well, that's what I was about to say, Jason. That's what it says to me, is they don't want to guarantee, because the only way you're getting an extension after you give the fifth-year option is to guarantee more money than what that fifth-year option is, because it's fully guaranteed.
Right, but if you sign a... Let's say they sign him to a four-year extension. Are you telling me that he... Whatever shortcomings he has, he's not worth like 16 or 17 guaranteed? Like, I don't think that's an outlandish number.
No.
The problem is you don't want to give it to him all in 1 year.
Well, but it seems like to me that they don't even want to guarantee that. Because
right.
why wouldn't you do the way that you were just saying? Yeah.
Right. And what I'm saying is, doesn't that lend some skepticism to the narrative of, no, we really want to keep him. We want to keep him long term. Now, look, I am a proclaimed Quay Walker believer. Okay. Now, has his self-loathing maybe influenced that, and the fact that he and I had a very long conversation in the locker room where I felt like I was in like older brother mode talking to him about, look, you can be hard on yourself, but you got to give yourself some grace when you have games where you play well. It's okay to enjoy that, Yes, I like him. I feel like he is a good-hearted kid who is super talented, but also has been inconsistent because his instincts aren't great, and he's still growing into whatever player he might become. But this idea that we really like him, it's another issue of what are you saying versus what are you doing? And you can say how much you like him, but there was nothing stopping them from giving him the fifth year option and then him not getting to the fifth year because they get a deal done with him first. So and if there weren't other teams, like I even went back into the rules just because I was like, wait a minute, what? They can't give him the fifth year option and then replace it with an extension? No, there was no rule change. You can still do that. I think Jeff Hafley really likes him. I don't know if there are others that don't or what the reasoning is, but you know, maybe they don't think that Devontae Wyatt merits a long-term deal. But again, what Goody's words have been were that they want to keep both of them around for 2026 and beyond.
But
so we'll see if that happens.
At what point can we not take Goody's words at face value?
Yeah, again, I know that people think that I hate Goody because he lied to me in the past. I don't know. I'll just say this. Ron Wolf used to scare the crap out of me when I had to call him in his office, which I did almost on a daily basis. So that's how things have changed with the general manager. And I was always nervous that the premise of my question was going to be flawed, and then I would be like, trying to talk to him. But he never lied. Like, he did not lie. And so I don't know what to believe, but we'll see if they put their money where their mouth is and if Quay gets a deal before he goes into this coming season.
Jason, good stuff. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Just before we let you go, have you ever put a note on someone's car when they park too close to you? Because that's what I got yesterday. I got a please be more aware of the space you give others on the left side note. Little pink post-it note.
Yeah. Well, it's odd because I wrote that exact note. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I got a fat ass Tahoe.
I was in my little tiny Nissan Sentra. I could barely get out of my vehicle. Thanks a lot, you big jerk.
Pink post-it note. I'm going to put it on the car next to me in the lot. I could come up with a whole song on this. What do you guys think?
That's pretty good, actually. Chapelada. Yeah. Good work.
All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Craig Carmison coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget, we've got Week in Rechew today as well. Stick around.
Looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been shaping the future for businesses for 167 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. We offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making, and extensive experience to help navigate the ever-changing business landscape with your business in mind. So what does that mean? Well, that means at Fifth Third, they're big enough to provide sophisticated solutions. Again, they've been around for 167 years and expert guidance, yet empowered to make local decisions, again, here in Milwaukee for the last 15, and build strong community connections. Their team has done a tremendous job of that over at Fifth Third Bank. Love the folks over at Fifth Third Bank here in Milwaukee. Experience the commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bubbles,
tuna.
Dating app.
It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.